That it was. He was awesome all day long. Five punt returns for 190 yards. He had the touchdown. They had the receiving touchdown when Jared Goff found him in the wide open in the flat. Just the Lions just, they could do no wrong yesterday. And yet, it's funny. Look at this game, and statistically, there's not a whole lot there. As a team, the Lions were 15 of 19 throwing the football. I say as a team because Hendon Hooker got in the game, was 2 for 3, and David Montgomery threw the short touchdown pass to Sam Laporta. He was 1 for 1. 15 of 19, you know, for what ended up being 94 yards passing. And then you take away yards for sack yardage. But it's Lions had like 225 yards in offense. That's it. 225 total. And yet the team puts up 52 points. No, there were no pick sixes, no fumbles returned for a touchdown, no defensive touchdowns. You did have a punt return for a touchdown. But what the defense did do was get 4 turnovers, put them in tremendous field position, and then the Lions would take care of business after that. And it's just it's fun to watch this team play. Offensively, we know they're gifted. Defensively, we know they have their issues. And yet, after a shaky start to the game, they really took care of business. The second half, they pitched the shutout against Tennessee. And look, I get it. Tennessee's nothing special. They're a 1-6 team. They've given up, I've given up on Will Levis. Will Levis was hurt, so he wasn't playing. Mason Rudolph played. Mason Rudolph looked really good in the first few possessions, and then not so much later on. But wins are hard to come by in the NFL. You'll take them when you get them, and it's exactly what happened. 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. It's time now for Champ and Chump, where we will offer up our Champ and Chumps of the weekend. Kang is with us today. Doug is out. He is sick. Apparently, got a lot of people going down. A lot of people going down.
Dropping like flies,
yeah.
Gator.
Yeah.
Dropping like flies.
Kenny, I hope you're well. Get home safe. Another one dropped this morning. We got David Hatchett's out. Good luck, Hatchett. You know, Doug's out. We'll see who else doesn't make it. But we'll start. I'll start with my champ, Kang. And it is Khalif Raymond. Hard not to be. 190 return yards in the punt game. Plus, he had another receiving touchdown. He's beloved by his teammates. And if you watch the video afterwards where Dan Campbell gives him the game ball and the team's cheering for him, I want to ask Jared Goff about this tomorrow because it seems like nobody is prouder than Jared Goff. He has the biggest smile on his face as he's standing in the back of the room by the lockers. It's great. But for me, Khalif Raymond, champ of the week. You?
My champ of the week is Red Zone. At the end of the 1 o'clock games, amazing. There are like 4 or 5 games in the balance still, come from behind, drives, trying to go down a tire, win the game. And that's the day you want Red Zone. Scott Hansen was on his game. I was just sitting back and letting him take me to whatever game was, whoever's about to score or had the possession. Gator, I know you have Red Zone. I know you're a Red Zone fan, but spectacular.
I waited till after the Lions game was done before I sent you a text about Red Zone because Red Zone was amazing. And we have this thing where we don't text each other during a Lions game because why push it?
Don't want to ruin the bad mojo.
No.
But yeah, champ of the weekend, Red Zone for me.
For champ of the weekend, I got Tyreek Stevenson. Who's Tyreek Stevenson? Well, he's a defensive back with the Bears. And if you saw the end of the Bears game against the Commanders, where they got this thing won, they come back. It was actually kind of a back-and-forth game. The Bears came storming back, take the lead late, and then they're lining up for the Hail Mary play. And Tyreek Stevenson is, as he's walking back, he's got his back to the play, and he's jawing with the fans in D.C. He's jawing with them. The play is going on. Ball's been snapped. Jaden Daniels is starting to scramble, trying to buy himself a little extra time. Then Tyreek Stevenson turns around and says, oh, yeah, I got it. Okay. And starts to jog towards the middle of the end zone where he sees that that's where the action's going to take place. And then the ball's thrown 65 yards in the air. And 4 Bears converge on where the ball is being thrown, and 4 guys try to intercept it. 1 guy touches it. Yep, you guessed it. It was Tyreek Stevenson. And then what happened? Well, he deflects the ball. It then goes behind him into the waiting arms of the receiver for Washington, who is there to make the move. Is it Noah Davis?
Noah Brown.
There to make the reception, win the game on the game's last play, the Hail Mary, and you find out that Tyreek Stevenson was probably supposed to be the guy who's preventing that from happening. After the game, Matt Eberflus, the coach, is talking, and he's saying, "When everybody's look, we have all these contingencies set up for that play. Whether this happens, or this happens, there was supposed to be a player to ensure that that doesn't happen. And when you have four players all going into the business for themselves, trying to make the big play instead of just doing the responsibility, there it is. My chump of the week."
Yeah, and they could also be champ for losing. Thank you, Bears.
Yes, exactly.
My chump of the weekend is Omri Amrani and Oscar Leon. Who are they, you ask, Gator?
Gotta be fighters.
No. They are the sculptors of the Dwayne Wade statue outside of the Miami Heat Arena they unveiled this weekend. You haven't seen it?
Oh my God. You know, it's funny because I saw this story that was there. Hey, there's a statue on that. I'm like, should I look at this?
Yes.
No,
you should.
I won't.
All right. So I'm not saying it's easy to do, but these guys are the pros and they've done other statues like Michael Jordan. Apparently they did that one. They did Kobe Bryant. I guess they've done Jackie Chan. Are you looking at it right now, Gator?
I mean,
the face of Dwayne Wade looks like Lawrence Fishburne from Matrix. Like, it doesn't even look anything like Dwayne Wade. It's hilarious. I can't believe this is the best that money could buy for the Miami Heat. But anyways, I found it hilarious. I'm giving them my chump of the weekends because
I don't even know what to make.
If this is supposed to be art and I can't understand it, congratulations. But otherwise, if it's supposed to look like him, it doesn't look like him. So that's my chump of the weekend.
I'm looking at this thing. It's just, what is that?
I told you, man.
Looks like Ray Charles without glasses.
It's bad.
Am I wrong? It's like he's singing Georgia without the sunglasses. And that's terrible. That's terrible. I think we have the yardstick here in Detroit or in the state of Michigan. If you're going to talk about a statue and how good or bad is it, I guess is the bar, if it's bad, okay, is it worse than the Magic Johnson statue outside the President Center? Or is it back inside now? I forget where they have it now. But is it worse than the Magic Johnson statue at Michigan State? I say firmly, this is worse than the Magic statue. Not good. Not good. 248-539-9797, same number to Texas as well, if you'd like to offer up your champ and chump votes from the weekend. A lot happened this weekend. It's been a lot of fun with the Lions, certainly in the game yesterday, 52-14 winners. Michigan State, I'll get my thoughts coming up at 11:05 on what happened in that game. And, of course, the aftermath is what has some people talking as well, though not as much as they were 2 years ago, but we'll get into that. I got some ticket texts coming in. Champ, Lions special teams, the Chump, the Red Wings, the Iser plan is a failure. Seems a little bit quick to get there when they're literally a 500 team right now and say it's a failure with the start of the season, but okay, you be you. We need 10 texts now. What are Doug's symptoms? I say it's type 2 diarrhea. Nope. Although I don't know if he's got the Rhea. The number 3. I don't know if he's got that. I know he's got a sore throat. That is what I know. Gibbs was clocked at 22 miles an hour on the 70-yard touchdown run. Fastest run so far in the NFL this year. Matt in a dump truck. Does not surprise me. I'm telling you, I had to rewatch the run because I was like, wait a minute. That was a 70-yard run, right? That wasn't, because it felt like it was a 50-yard run because he was so fast on the play. Champ, Lions special teams, Chump, U of M football, who should have multiple players suspended and huge fines for mob beating of MSU players and staff post-game. I'm guessing that's from a Spartan fan. And again, I'll offer up my thoughts coming up at 11:05. My champ are the Detroit Lions for getting it done in all three phases. My chump is Dave Warner for showing back up at Michigan State in the second quarter. Just terrible play calling on offense. That's from Tim of Brighton. I think Michigan State was limited to what they could do in the passing game because they couldn't protect the quarterback well enough. That's what I thought. But they did a great job running the football, certainly earlier in that game. Champ, Khalif Raymond. I didn't need to elaborate there, right? No, you don't. Chump, Tyreek Stevenson. How about finishing the game, pal? And Matt Eberflus, Graham, a dog walking, Rob. Yeah, listen. It's... Those are the same championship I had.
Well, Eberflus also, because not just the Hail Mary play or whatever, because let's say he doesn't coach that stuff, right?
Right.
But before that, they handed the ball off to an offensive lineman on third and goal, and he fumbled. Like,
well, there's that, and then how about...
the play before the Hail Mary, right?
Yeah, the defense allows, oh, look, there's 12 seconds left. Let's let him pick up 15 yards with nobody with uncontested. Throws the ball and get out of bounds after a 15-yard gain.
It was a free play.
Right. So now
to get him into the Hail Mary range.
At the 48-yard line, and I don't know, do you think that Jaden Daniels can throw the ball 52 yards in the air? The answer is yes, because he threw it 65 in the air. And he could probably throw it a hell of a lot farther than that, but he didn't need to. Great play by the Commanders. Great play in game one by the Commanders. Unfortunately, the Bears lose. And we'll get into what's happening in the NFC North, because a lot of movement happened over the week, and we do want to get into that. We'll also get into the Michigan-Michigan State game coming up at 11:05. More of your Champ and Chump calls. We continue talking Lions right here. Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.